Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 262, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, Dr. Walvert and Dr. Zuck, as well as the Matthew Henry commentary, along with others. Today, beloved, we are reading Hosea chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. By your grace, by your power, by your might, by the power of your Holy Spirit, and through your Holy Word. And help us to love your Holy Word. Help us to respect it. And if we love it and respect it, we will obey it. And help us to apply it to our lives in every area of our lives, and help us to share it with others in these perilous times. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and forsake. Amen. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Hosea chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because ye have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I just read in your hearing Hosea chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Now here is the sense of it. First, according to Matthew Henry and his commentary in a devotional way, and then from the Bible Knowledge commentary in a background way. The piercing eye of God saw secret liking and disposition to sin. The love the house of Israel had to their sins, and the dominion their sins had over them. Pride makes men obstinate in their sins and other sins. And as Judah was treading in the same steps, they would fall with Israel by dealing treacherously with the Lord. Men only deceive themselves. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. By dealing treacherously with the Lord, men only deceive themselves. Those that go to seek the Lord with their flocks and their herds only, and not with their hearts and souls, cannot expect to find him, nor shall any speed who do not seek the Lord while he may be found. See how much it is our concern to seek God early. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. See how much it is our concern to seek God early and first, now, while it is the accepted time and the day of salvation. Now, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, the Northern Kingdom remains the primary target group in this section. However, Judah, which had been warned to avoid Israel's example, was now brought within the scope of God's judgment. The chapter begins with an accusation of guilt, which merges into an announcement of judgment. Though the accusation encompassed the entire nation, the priesthood and monarchy. Remember, he mentioned the house of the king. Were singled out, the priesthood, the preachers, the ministers in the church. The priest's house and the king's house were singled out for special judgment consideration. The leaders had encouraged the people to engage in false worship at cult sites such as Mizpah and Tabor. In so doing, they were like a snare or net used to trap a bird. Mount Tabor was in northern Israel, about 12 miles southwest of the Sea of Galilee. Mizpah, in this context, refers to a site either in Gilead or in Benjamite territory. If the former, then the places mentioned represent areas of the northern kingdom west and east of the Jordan River. If the reference is to Mizpah of Benjamin, the idea is that all cult sites from south to north were involved. In either case, the selection of place names was designed to emphasize how the false worship led by the priests had, allow me to repeat that in your hearing, in either case, the selection of place names was designed to emphasize how the false worship led by the priests, the preachers, the pastors of the church, if you will, had permeated the land. The rebellious priesthood had gone to great depths, as it were, to slaughter their prey, the people of Israel. Verse 2b can be taken in one of two ways. It refers either to approaching discipline, I will discipline, or to past divine efforts to correct rebellion. I have been a rebuker of them all. In either case, discipline refers here to severe punishment, chastisement, designed to restore one to proper behavior and thus to restore one to God. As such, It is an expression of love that arises out of a close relationship and concern. The positive goal of the Lord's judgment is evident, and so it is in your life and mine. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news, but I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6